I'm K. Trevor Wilson, and we had our, like, zombie contingency plan in place. I own a battle axe.
Okay, good.
Hi, this is Colin Mockery. This is my sexy voice.
They actually cut the scene out. Many young women start pulling my clothes off.
Hi, I'm Andy Kindler, and my voice is in my upper register to tell you you're listening to comedy
Above the Pub. I went down at the end.
It's season 4, episode 4. Actor-comedian James Gangle joins us. Ian comes in halfway through. And as always, it's hosted by the Duke of Digression, Todd Van Allen.
Hi, I'm James Gangle, and this is Comedy Above the Pub, which makes me very nervous because people are listening to this probably saying, oh man, this guy is going to be hilarious. But I don't promise that. I promise to be honest, heartbreakingly honest. So if our callers call in and ask me anything, does that work that way?
Sure.
Okay, then I'll answer it.
Booking immediately.
Oh man,
I want this guy gone.
I've already failed.
I don't know how. Can he hear us through these?
Yeah.
Shit.
It's okay, Todd. You're right.
God,
can I do it again?
Oh no. We were talking about another guy.
Oh,
we were talking about another guy.
Right.
It's fine, but we got you here.
Cool.
That's that. Oh, phew. Wow. Man. We have a guest. What time? There we go.
Right. Is that part of it? It's 5:40.
5:40, yeah, because we have to do weather and sports at the top of the hour.
See, now I've dated this thing. Sweet guys, it's no longer 5:40.
And when we say dated, you dated this, that means you fucked the shit out of it.
Right, yeah.
But not in the good way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See how I just opened the door to you very subtly to inform you as a guest here that you are able to lapse into the profane if need be.
Like, yeah, dick jokes and stuff.
Right. Yes. Cool. Yeah. But you also can gather from that sentence that we tend to like our language here. Highfalutin.
Oh.
So, yeah.
It's coitus.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Hey.
Brilliant.
I take that back. Yeah. I am going to be hilarious today, guys.
See, that is a nail you can hang your hat on right there.
I just want to say that, too. I hope this catches on. Boop, boop. Like, when you want to cheer.
It hasn't yet.
Yeah, no, it hasn't. Because, you know, it takes a lot of energy and it'll peak mics. Just do boop, boop. You know, it's like flipping the, you know.
Well, then it sounds like the po-po if I have my street terminology.
You got it.
Right.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Right. Yeah.
Boop, boop. I know all of my streetwise terminology from watching Johnny Drama on Entourage, so I'm pretty current.
Oh yeah, totally.
And I dare say, awesome.
No, I would dare it as well.
Dare I say? I defy you.
Defy me.
I didn't have an ending for that sentence. I just came out belligerent.
In Montreal, there used to be an ambulance driver that would go through, and he would do like the little doot doot, and he'd be like scratching with it, like beep 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 beep.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that happen.
Yeah,
I've totally seen that. And you know that they're just, you know, they're
having fun.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And they're being respectful, right?
Yes.
Because you know it's blaring at night. You know,
sure.
Let's go. Yeah.
And then the sad part is just the people with the flashing lights and that sort of noise, they're going to be spilling out into the streets from the rave they're trying to bust into, you know, with their soothers because, you know, they're grinding their teeth because of the E.
Totally. I'm not paying $20 head cover. I'll just stand near the ambulance.
Just wait for the cops to bust the joint.
I'm
going to bust a move.
Yeah, for sure.
Word.
Oh, yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. See, we did it.
It's a delight.
We did it.
It's a delight. You know, well, that's the show. Thank you very much,
great,
ladies
guys,
and gentlemen.
It's okay.
It's just, I'm sorry you spent an hour and a half trying to get down here for this short amount of time.
I'm glad I had the chance to do that.
We haven't formally introduced you, and we totally should.
Cool.
That might be something.
Great. He introduced himself.
That was a bumper. You're not going to put that at the top of the show.
Oh, just leave it in.
Shoot. What? No.
See, I don't know what a bumper is, obviously.
Okay, so that thing you did that said, hi, I'm James Gangle,
that
you're listening to, and that wonderful piece of business that you did, that was a delight. But that's going to be shoved in to other episodes when we run out of things to say with that guest and go, fuck, save this, we need a break. And then we have that, and then we'll play something along those
cool,
lines.
Cool,
station
cool.
ID kind of thing.
I'm the edge, and you are on the edge.
Yes. So when we run out of things to say, which I'm scheduling in about 3 minutes, we'll go, okay, we'll take a break, and then we'll scramble for a topic.
Right.
And then we'll engage, I guess will be there.
I gotta say, I always feel so paranoid when I'm like actually getting things recorded, because I can just imagine there's all these comedy listeners listening that know what bumpers are, and they're like, oh God, how can I fast forward this Gangle interview?
Totally.
We know what a bumper is. Yes. Fuck Gangle. Go to school.
And as I said, you know, we have the listener. We enjoy our language colorful.
Great.
So you're fine.
Good.
Don't worry about it. They're intellectual.
Done.
They know the pace.
Yeah.
And the pace is set.
So are we on pace?
Oh God, no, we're dire.
Oh.
Let's formally introduce you.
Cool.
For everyone who knows. First of all, we have Darcy Fyander here.
Right.
It's good to have you back. There we go. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That is nice.
See?
That's a good piece of it. That's not gonna get annoying at all.
No.
I'm bringing the slide whistle back.
Is that someone's gonna get punched. And I know it isn't me. We have lovely and talented one man show. It is a one man show.
It is one man show.
It's a one man show.
Yeah.
Sex, religion, and things in your bum. No, yeah, I've got that.
Other hangups.
Other hangups. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah.
It can be things in your bum.
I got inside my head there for a bit. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Well, the religion thing kind of went, and I was thinking politics afterwards. And I was like, that's fine.
Things in people's butts.
One man show. James Gangle.
Yeah, that's
me. Is here. And your name, first of all, it's a great name. Needs more vowels to me.
Yeah.
Did you,
everybody insists on putting an E at the end.
Sure.
So I developed this little thing.
you went, no.
No, I said, no, don't do it. But right. I mean, everybody that has a slightly strange name has a way to make sure people do it right. So for me, it's like, hi, I'm James Gangle.
Right.
It's like the James Gang with an L at the end.
Oh, I never even noticed that.
See, the James Gang.
Oh, L. I'm back on the James Gang. Okay.
Yeah, see, right?
I'm on that.
There you go.
James Gang L.
Unfortunately, I'll meet people that like, actually enjoy the James Gang, and then they'll talk to me about it, and I've never heard a song. I don't know any songs they do. I just know that even today, if you Google James Gangle, I think they come up first still.
So, of course they will.
Yep.
Because it's all about letters and traffic. And
totally.
You know, who are the James Gang? I wouldn't know one of their songs.
I'm dead serious.
Darcy?
I don't know.
Okay, there we go. Look at that. I love the new Darcy with the iPad. Mm-hmm. We find out things quickly.
Look at that.
As opposed to having people yelling at their iPhones
right.
and their MP3 players and their magic voice boxes. What do you got?
Cleveland Rock Band from the 60s.
Are they good?
Really? Okay.
Not a huge commercial success.
You don't say.
Except in the Northeast Ohio area.
Okay. So the fact that three guys in Toronto are sitting around the table going, I don't know what this is. Did they have like one hit? Like anything?
No.
We'll find out. It's like those were the guys that did like, feel I'm making love. Like that
totally.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be great.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I hate that song.
It's okay. I put it in my walk-in music.
Is that true?
It would be. I would.
Yeah?
No, it's not in there.
Okay.
No. I'm just yes-anding.
Right.
You see, that's an improv
thing? It is an improv thing. By the way, folks, it's confirmed now. Because we're dropping this soon to help promote the show, right?
Like tomorrow.
Okay. It happened. I put my name in for the general auditions for Second City.
Get out of town!
And I'm in.
Wow.
I've got an audition spot. So I am going to be fucking up someone's chances of proceeding.
We've talked
about it on the show before.
Yeah, break legs. That'll be fun.
Every time I'm there, I just realize how atrophied those particular muscles are in my comedy arsenal. Wow.
Well, it'll be fun, man. I don't know.
Everything I do is going to be like, okay, stick. And that'll be all I do.
I can see that stick in your hand right now. Yeah,
that's real good. That could be a flashlight.
But if you call it, that's what it is.
Sure.
Improv people that listen to this are going to love it.
Yeah, nothing but stick offers, folks. That's what's coming in. You're an improviser by trade.
Yeah, that's where I started. Yeah.
Second City?
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm anything in particular. I mean, I did their whole conservatory program, which is awesome, and I teach there, which is also great.
I also did the conservatory. That's why I dropped out of that, and no one on the planet has been happy about that decision ever since.
Whatever. I mean, like, yeah.
No, because it spawned other things like this in my newly injected comedy career. So, yeah, no one is happy about the decision I made of going to Second City.
Fair enough. No, I mean, I really... Like I thank them for my all sorts of things. I went on a boat with those guys, which is a freaking cool gig. You basically go on vacation for 4 months and drink and smoke if you're into that and do comedy, and it's good. It's a good time. That was my first paid like comedy gig.
That's not bad. You know?
Yeah, it's great. Absolutely agree. You feel pretty cool. You're like, oh, I'm doing some sketch for like 6 hours a week, and the rest of the time, literally, you just get Blotto.
So just recently, actually, I was we talked about the night that people got thrown out of the Jason Blanchard's Friday Late Show.
Yeah.
Jason Blanchard, for those who don't know, friend of the podcast, friend of mine, boat hack that is currently going on a lot of cruises. He's not a boat hack. He's very funny. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when someone's doing stand-up on a cruise, what do you say? That's what I was doing every time I walked in the office at Absolute. It's like, what, you got me with that boat hack? And we'd laugh.
Yeah.
And then I would say, he's right behind me, isn't he? Because he's ex-military. Yeah. So he's, he will kill me. But he was always talking about, like, sort of like like what life is like on the cruise ships.
Yeah.
And it just sounded to me like you better get a lot of writing done during the day because you don't want to be like you're kind of trapped there with a whole bunch of people who have seen you and be going, hey, I saw you on the thing.
Yeah, then, totally. Yeah. No, I mean,
is that a thing?
It is a thing. Yeah. It's a total thing. I mean, I don't know. It's a mixed blessing, right? Like at the beginning, it's really novel to have people care that
I'm famous on a boat.
Yeah, yeah. For my first gig, it was wicked, right? Like you drop that show and people are buying you beers and stuff, and you know, girls are looking at you like you're cool, right?
Sure.
So I mean, I'll take it. You know, I'll take.
Are they hiring?
Huh? Yeah, no, totally. What, the girls?
No, the boats.
Oh, the boats. Yeah.
That'll do. There we go.
See, you might get a boat, man.
Get dames involved. Yeah, that'd be good. Hey, I saw you tank it on the Late Show Saturday. Yep, that was me.
But I'll tell you, though, the other side of this, if we're not done with the boat yet.
No.
Okay,
we're never done with boats.
Great.
This is a very nautical podcast.
Yeah, wicked. I love it.
It's a recurring segment we have on the show. Comes out all the time.
When we listen to this, Darcy will have dropped in kind of underneath the...
Hey, I'm just going to take that. I'll just isolate that piece. That was great.
There you go.
See that?
Well, you know, you don't get to be a voice actor like me, Darcy. And when I mean voice actor, I mean starving in the streets,
right?
Without these dulcet tones.
To the boat. It's a good voice. So.
Oh, thank you.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. I don't know the whole writing thing.
Yay me! Get back to the boat.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. We'll get back. Back to it. I mean, when I started too, I was sort of like early in my professional comedy career, again, first time I got paid. So yeah, sure. I went on with all these freaking, I'm going to write a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to develop an improv form. I'm going to come back. I'm going to be,
You're going to invent your own form.
Yeah. Okay, totally. Sure. Well, that's a big thing. Everybody's like, oh yeah, whatever. Improv is improv. Right. But you know, I'm not going to go on into that because it drives me batty. But anywho, you got to be disciplined, right? And I was not. So like, yes, you have tons of time to write stuff, but my first boat, I just boozed up a dollar beer in the crew bar.
That.
Yeah, it's very easy to fart away 4.5 months.
You don't say.
Yeah.
$20 drunk every night? Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Oh, yeah, totally. And you end up... the thing that's cool is you get treated well. You get paid well. People like you. Everybody's nice. And then 80% of your crew are like these Filipino dudes and chicks that are like supporting a family of 16 at
right,
home.
Right.
So you go to the crew bar and you're like, you know what? I'm going to buy 40 beers. Everybody, have beers. Yeah. You know? And you're the best. Everybody loves you.
Yes.
You know? And it's just so...
Right.
That was fun. You know? Right. That was really fun.
It's like the same advice that your mom always give you when you go to like Dominican Republic. Yeah. Make sure you take chiclets and soap. It's like, they don't even sell chiclets anymore. Okay?
Find some chiclets. They love them.
They love gum and shampoos. If you can find the little shampoos. Like if I say, oh, I'm going to be, I've got a tour and I'm going to be saying, your mom will be like, save the shampoos and conditioners for me. Yeah. And the hand lotions. They're big on the hand lotions.
Yeah, totally.
Really?
Totally.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, so that you're going to get like another, towel folded into a swan. Like that's the big, fine.
Yeah. Whatever. No, I don't know.
But it sounded like you enjoyed it.
Yeah. I dug it. I mean, it's for what you do, it's amazing. Like, and I ate salads every day, which is nice. Because I like salad, but I don't want to make them. That's the most unfulfilling meal to make, you know? I hate it. I hate putting
it
together.
Here I am, chopping up a load of vegetables.
Right, yeah. And if you really like salad, if you want a good salad, you need beans and little baby corns and all these things that you always have, two-thirds of the can filled left in your fridge. And unless you eat huge salads every day, you have these big chunky candy can. But that on a boat, you have a salad bar that's freshly prepared every day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Easy to eat. The parts.
The thing that always got me, they've changed. I think they've changed the cigarette packs now, but they used to have in Ontario, for the listener who does not know. Or is it across Canada? Was it across Canada initiative thing?
Yeah.
They had like all these like pictures with captions on the cigarette packs. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones that was always famous was like the droopy cigarette. They had taken a cigarette that was all droopy and it says like, oh, it can cause you impotence. That's what my celery looks like all the time. Mm-hmm. That was a long way to go for that.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, that's that's my problem with the whole salad.
Like celery?
No, not the penis. Gross. The well, actually, should see a doctor. Do you think
leafy on one?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Yeah, and it comes in a stock of 12. I don't know what that meant.
Wow,
I don't know what that
you
meant.
You should get that looked at.
Well, speaking of which, let's if we're talking medical problems, you come in here with a cast on your finger.
Yeah, yeah,
that's your ring finger, like the wedding ring.
That's my wedding ring finger,
which is not a. As you saw, not an easy sentence to say.
No, really hard to say. Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, well, I play sports.
Not anymore. You don't.
Yeah, well, not as a kid or growing up. It, like honestly, I quit smoking a year and a half ago, and I'm like, I'm gonna test these lungs out.
Sure.
So I started playing all these like intramural sports. Is that what you call them? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know. And so now I've been playing flag football, never having thrown or caught a football before, and I was like, hey guys, pass it. And I basically poked the football.
Wow.
You know, hey, right here. Throw it right into my finger directly.
Okay, and as you're standing here, for the listener at home who can't visualize this, picture throwing a football at a velociraptor. That is how he's holding his hands.
Yeah. Throw it over here. Yeah.
Puppet show.
Bing.
Yeah, so
that's a painful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, painful. Yeah, sure.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I have a doctor on the team, which is great.
That's good.
And she just said, "Oh, that doesn't look great.
No,
that's broken." So
that's swollen to the size of the actual football that you were attempting to poke out of the air.
Totally. But anyway,
right. So, have you ever broken a finger before?
Yep. I broke the exact opposite one playing softball.
Look at you doing symmetry. I'm thinking ball sports aren't your game.
No,
what I'm getting from this conversation.
No, sports aren't my game. I honestly feel totally. So in grade 9, I only took, you know, in I don't know where all our listeners are from here, but in Canada, you can like opt out of gym after grade 9, and that's exactly what I did. Grade 9 gym, and then I'm out. Mm-hmm. See you, right?
Right here.
Band geek here.
I literally, I was too afraid of band, man. Like, I did a week. Well,
if you can't handle a softball,
no.
I don't want to see you with a trombone.
Oh, I know. I had a trombone.
Oh, no.
I couldn't do it. I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. And then I just left and I started drama.
How many senseless deaths
were
occurred as you're just, I picture you walking confused and just like this thing slamming into people's hands. Right.
I know, but I literally, I remember grade 9 because my brother who I looked up to, he was like 3 years older than me, so he was in like grade 12 when I was in grade 9. And I remember he was in cross country, so I'm like, I'm going to do cross country too. And and one race, I literally finished last place, but not even just finished last. There was me and this other kid.
On crutches.
It was just another not healthy kid, right?
Right.
Like, we're like 300 meters left to the finish line. We're both in last place. And I just said, I'm not going to give up. I do not want to be last. And I really, I mean, everybody else is like, totally eating lunch and shit. They finished the race like 45 minutes ago, right? So they're all waiting there to fucking see the end of the race. And I let out this blood curdling squib. And the guy freaking beat me. And I'm like, I am the biggest, you piece of shit.
You tried to braveheart your way over the finish line.
I did, and lost.
And absolutely. Yeah. But here's the thing, too. I would never know that about you, because you appear to be in shape. You're a fit-looking fella.
I have been. Now, after I quit smoking, now I run. Mm-hmm. Now I'm feeling good. And also, for Lent, I gave up booze. And
really?
Yeah, I drink at least 1,000 calories of extra beer a day.
Oh, at least.
In regular.
And I don't mean you. I mean, like, you know, I'm with you on that
one. No, I totally do.
Sure.
So I'm like 22 days in now, and I've lost a pant size.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. So I haven't done anything. I mean, I jog. But then it's like, oh, wow, I'm actually I'm literally getting in shape the first time in my entire life.
I've been trying to hit the gym, but the problem is it's just the mornings are killer.
Yeah.
It's the only time I can squeeze it in, and I know like
and when you wake up with a hangover.
Oh, absolutely. That's even worse. No, totally. It is like, and then you've stopped for pizza the night before. And so you've got the tomato sauce ring and you're just like, well, I'm not gonna have people in the gym see this.
Yeah.
This is just and it's coming out of your pores and just like
Sure. No, yeah.
There are so many times I've been on the treadmill, I'm convinced that I'm just reeking of chicken wings and steam whistle that, you know, I'm convinced that the people have stopped running and then moved to over.
Yeah, right. Because they're hungry and thirsty.
That could be.
This guy smells awesome.
Why did I go to the Walking Dead themed gym? Yeah. Why did that happen?
Yeah, right.
It's good to see you again. And certainly for summer.
Yeah.
And I say summer because this is the warmest, not even St. Paddy's Day yet I have ever seen in this city.
It's ridiculous.
18 degrees at the time of recording. Mm-hmm. 18. Darcy shows up in shorts, berates me before he's even in the door, says, I've got shorts on. Take off your goddamn Christmas lights.
Oh, okay,
and I was
okay.
Yep.
I thought he was going to say, take off your goddamn pants.
This is forward.
Yeah, okay.
The guest is due to show up.
Second half of the show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Another segment.
Good, great.
Both first half.
Yeah.
Pants off second half.
I'm in. I'm ready to take my pants off. Yeah.
We use the same noise drop. Today I was walking to here to the studio. It was a lovely day, so the parks are filled with people. Mm-hmm. But they were filled with people, mostly hipsters.
Yeah.
So there's an awful lot of rolled up pants and exposed ankle tattoos, trucker hats, and big me and the boys in our 50 sunglasses. There are those people who obviously left the house knowing what they were going to do. And then there were the other people who are like bordering on goth who were sweating up a storm walking through the park. Yeah, that's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. You're not dressed appropriately. Your fashion is meant for cold Finlandian winters.
How's that leather vest working out for you, sir?
Terrible, right?
It just, you can see the pool of sweat kind of, inking its way down the black pants. It's just,
I got to tell you, man, I've never dated a goth. Or a hipster,
right?
But both from far, I'm turned on by.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Hipster, really?
Yeah, it's
really?
Cute. Little glasses, and I don't know. I'm smart, but I'm also, I don't know. People that put together some sort of look, any look,
right?
It reminds me of drama. You're in a costume of some sort,
sure.
And that's a fetish. I love costumes, guys. How about
really?
You? Costumes? Oh yeah.
Do you want to move this to the furry convention?
I've never had animal stuff happen, but for sure the role play and shit. Oh god.
Well, you are theatrical.
Yeah, I love it.
Right.
Yeah, I've got this broken finger
there
now.
You go.
I need a nurse.
You need a nurse. Boom, chaka, boom, bow.
Yeah.
I come home and I say, okay, sweetheart, I will be the businessman with this attaché case, and you be the soon-to-be-disappointed woman.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how that goes.
Well, that's
and,
not bad.
it's a common game we play. We're pretty happy with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am, anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
She cries a lot.
Yeah.
I never would have paid. For me, I gotta say, it's like in the winter, for sure, it's like the high boots.
Yeah.
Like just the covering the calf.
Boots,
bam. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, I like
right
boots
there.
Too.
Woof.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting very honest here. Darcy, how about you?
I like the big butts, and I cannot lie.
You cannot lie. Yeah.
So I like
you
it
like
when
a
it
big get, booty?
When it warms up, because the long winter coats are, no good for me.
Really?
Not saying nothing going on.
I never pegged you for booty.
Yeah, yeah.
That's are wicked. You serious?
Yeah, legs and ass, yeah.
Oh,
really?
Nice. Yeah. What? I am glad Ian's not here. I don't ever want to know what he's about. Okay, so let's. This leads in nicely into some of your work. First of all, let's talk about the show that you got, Sex, Religion, and Other Hang-Ups.
Yeah.
So we covered the sex part.
Yeah.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Box ticked. Let's
Done.
Move on.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, tell us about the show. How is this? How does this come together?
Yeah. Well. Okay. I grew up super ultra Catholic, and lots of people like to have pissing contests with me. Like, no, I'm so super Catholic.
Well, you mentioned Lent.
Yeah.
And the Protestant in me just went, bleh?
Yeah,
I know Lent. My dad's a minister. We were like,
hey,
what are we going to do for Lent? Said, well, we'll have pancakes on the Tuesday, and that's the end of that.
Yeah.
That's all we
do. Well, that's good. So you did the fun part.
Like, exactly.
Part before.
Oh, fuck.
Fat Tuesday?
Yeah.
Great.
And bacon and sausage galore.
No, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's hard to, well, no, I can easily describe it. Picture a guy who, like, fast twice a week on Wednesdays and Fridays on bread and water alone.
Right. Who,
instead of going to Wasaga Beach for March break, goes to war-torn Bosnia Herzegovina to see apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Sure.
And I don't know, it's every angel and saint in the litany of saints. Like, that guy is a total pussy. Like, I could kick his ass, you know? Anyway, so I grew up very, very Catholic, which is strange. Not strange. I'm no different than I am now. Very outgoing, gregarious. You
still hitting the church every Sunday.
No. I'm totally...
Well, that's what I'm saying here.
Well, but I'm just saying personality-wise.
Personality-wise.
Do you know what I mean?
But you haven't completely lapsed because you're still doing the Lent thing, or is that
No, I'm actually just doing the days that coincide with Lent. I have totally lapsed. I no longer have any belief in that. Not that I'm no longer affected by. I mean, that's,
of course.
You can't not be.
No. The echoes run deep.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's like as deep as, you know, what does your father mean to you? What does your mother mean to you? Well, what is, you know, a deep-seated belief in...
Thanks for having sex.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
that's me.
It's deep shiz. Yeah. But...
We had the same thing, like, you know, because, you know, my dad being the minister, he was the orator. So, like, there's no equivalent in Catholicism, because the priests and the cardinals, they can't have families at all or anything like that. They can have sex. They just need to, you know, really bury it into the depths of the catacombs. But, you know, my dad was just like, bam. So, like, having your dad as the religious figure in a small town really sort of paints you with a wicked brush.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, they say PKs go, pastor's kids go one of two ways, right?
Wild or mild.
Yeah, totally. Is that, what were you?
I was not wild.
Oh, okay.
Was not. I was about as milquetoast as they come.
Yeah.
Because mom ruled that roost. It wasn't dad.
Yeah.
Mom was the most pious.
Mm.
She was the one that, we could never tell a dirty joke to her. Daddy could sneak one in and go, and don't tell your mother.
You know,
like, it'd be that sort of thing.
Right.
But she was like, and to this day still, I think, is more religious than my father is.
Yeah.
And that's his job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's weird. So.
Well, you know, it's so weird. You know, it's even weird. Like, the suggestion of being, like, more religious. Like, the way I grew up, too, is honestly, I went to this place called Steubenville, Ohio. It's this Franciscan university for, like, this big Jesus conference.
Sure.
And they would literally sell.
Who doesn't like Christ?
Yeah, everybody
at a
loves
convention
Christ
forum.
There. Oh yeah,
right.
Big party.
Right,
like laying of hands, people crying, speaking in tongues. I mean, these are the Catholics doing it, which is not very Catholic.
No, that doesn't. No, that's
this
wrong.
This is more of like a fundamental kind of
super huge.
Like, this is Rick Santorum kind of.
Right.
Yes, that is the place. You know.
Oh, by the way, did you hear about what Santorum announced today?
No,
cutting down on porno.
He's
gonna get rid of it. Yep, he is gonna get rid of porn
from his life or everyone's.
I guess I don't know. He really wasn't clear. Not in the headline I saw. But I went, finally, someone standing up and taking a stand on something that will never ever happen.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you.
Yeah.
And I tweeted that while I was masturbating. I thought that was the irony. That was fun.
That
was
spot on.
So you're at this Jesus convention.
So I'm at this Jesus convention, and they sell these T-shirts that are like 100% Catholic. You know, literally, and you know, now I'm thinking about it, it's like more religious. Like, what? So if you go to mass like seven times a day, are you more Catholic than the person that goes one time a day? Like, what the hell is that? Right? It was really twisted, and I bought it. I was into it all.
Did you buy the shirt?
No, I didn't buy the
shirt. Okay. Because I was going to say, like, that's a shirt like you wear around. Read it up, pal.
Yeah.
100%. Don't come over here with your half-breed mixology Catholic,
totally.
You know, only the pancake part. Nah.
Yeah.
No. I'm letting it up, you motherfuckers. Sorry, Jesus. And then you would go on like that. That just sounds weird to me.
Yeah,
that,
it is weird.
Yes, I get it that, you know, you would have, but like to... I guess it's okay that, you know, they're all sort of under the auspice of Christianity and they're all trying to get yourself together. But I think, you know, as you're trying to get all these groups together of like the speaking in tongues and the snake dancers and all those kind of fun people, just to blaringly put out 100% Catholic,
that's
going to cause a rift.
No. The thing is that everybody there was Catholic. That's the thing. It was a big Catholic conference, but it was like praise and worship Catholic. It was like super duper. There was this priest there.
See.
He was awesome, actually. Okay. I still like his guy. I remember.
Sure.
So in Catholicism, you have two things, right? Like most Protestant faiths are like, you know, we've got the Bible and that's what we adhere to, right? In Catholicism, you have this thing called the Catechism, which is like our interpretation of the Bible, like the Catholic's interpretation of the Bible. And there was this priest from the Bronx, this Hispanic priest from the Bronx, was like, yeah, you know, this stuff is like
take its purest, like pure cocaine, man.
Oh, Jesus.
You give him a shot with the Bible, bam, 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 and a little cocaine, bam, bam, bam. You know, like totally like that, like very...
Sounds like the father has a history.
Totally. Oh. And, you know, he appealed to the kids, I guess. I mean, he still appeals to me. That's awesome.
And the blowheads. Yeah. Let's be fair. Yeah, you're right, father. Yeah, absolutely.
This shit is pure.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. He couldn't have gone in front of the kids with like an ivory soap analogy of some sort. He's like, well, admittedly, that's 99, 44, 100s, and he would have been called up, you know, by one of the mathy kids. And
actually, father, it's not the same. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I hear you don't want 100% pure cocaine.
I don't know where that came from. I really don't.
So we can sin just a little, father?
Great. That would be the loophole.
Yeah.
And then the legal guy comes in, president set.
Yeah.
That's how he would sound.
I know. Yes. Yes.
The attorney for the nerdy guy.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a little break.
Okay, sure.
More God chat after.
Okay, great.
You can hear Comedy Bump the Pub on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
This is Robert Cade, and you're listening to Comedy Above the Pub. It's way above the pub. Manute Bol couldn't reach it. That's how far above the pub it is.
We don't have an album. I guess we are scrambling.
Yeah.
I don't mind telling you folks, we are scrambling.
Well, he's in Abu Dhabi, man.
Or something. Is that where he is?
Abu Dhabi? I think so.
Is it Abu Dhabi that he's in?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, we're losing to the Middle East on this?
Yeah, totally.
God damn it.
So are we still having a live show?
Pardon me?
Still having a live show?
Still having a live show. We're still going to have a live show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We don't know when you came back. Hopefully not during that frightfully racist chunk that we were into.
That's why I missed it.
Oh, yeah, it was
damn
great.
Those Mexicans.
I will level with you. I was hoping for more out of the guest. It was a real downer. He can't still hear us.
I see. I didn't know.
God damn it.
I can't.
You told me we had this thing where you could hit a button and only you and I would be... Oh.
I forgot to hit the button.
You son of a bitch.
You're right again.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what this boils down to is that we don't have a guest for the live show yet.
We had one.
I'll do it.
It was in the books.
It's a little hard. You're doing a show that night.
No. I'd rather do this.
Is that true?
Yeah,
we can make this happen.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Our show's at 8 and yours is at 10.
So. Oh yeah, no problem.
You want to do that?
Anything to do before? No, I really.
Come on.
No, I can't.
See, now you're a pussy.
No, that's ridiculous.
No, I'm dead serious. No, I used to like you.
Hi, Darcy here with some breaking news. Our guest for the live recording of the podcast, The Comedy Bar, March 25th at 8:00, will be Christine Von Hagen and Christina Walkinshaw. You remember them from season 1? They're hilarious. Nicely done, Ian.
Whoop, whoop.
Now back to the show.
You don't know what I have to do with my body before those shows.
Wax.
Wax?
Yeah.
There's fire treatments.
Sure.
Ice treatments.
How do you get your eyes that dreamy? I guess that's the thing.
You see that?
Oh, wow. That came out of nowhere.
I got inside my head there
a little bit.
It's a bit of my Mediterranean side.
Right. Well, you do a little bit of acting.
Yeah, a little bit.
I was looking at you on the IMDb.
Yeah.
You got some acting. Get your own notes, jackass. By the way, the jackass in question is Ian Atlas.
Yeah, you didn't believe that I did any acting. You have to look at your notes.
Yes.
James is acting.
What has
he done?
Well, why don't we go through this?
No.
First of all, you're on one of my girlfriend's favorite shows, actually, Rookie Blue.
Oh, yeah.
You did that episode.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
I look at the camera disparagingly.
With those dreamy eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
You didn't laugh like that because I could see that's why they cut you
right there. No, the truth is, this is a fun story, actually.
The cackler.
Yeah, totally. Cackler. At least I got credited in this.
Yeah.
But anyway, no. I felt cool. I was on a little roll booking some stuff. And, you know, I was reading this. There's a casting workbook. You can look at all the scripts that are out there. And I wrote my agent. I saw this role. And I'm like, I can get this role. And it's this drunken bridegroom who gets home. Gets to the wedding too late, you know, because he's hungover, and he has to explain to the father-in-law, you know, that he fucked up, basically, right? And I'm like, I can nail this. This is nice, you know, page and a half of
this
stuff.
This sounds biographical.
Yeah.
Is this a method acting technique of some sort? Are you crawling on this?
I'm not ashamed to be like, you know, it's great. If you want to cast me just as me, I know I can nail that role. You know what I mean? So it's great. So I go in there. It's a page and a half of dialogue, and I'm really nailing it. And then I call my agent right after. I said, I nailed that.
Yeah.
And then an hour later,
Did you do that thing as you're walking through the waiting room with all the other guys, you know, looking for, you know, drunk groomsmen,
yeah.
Going, Go home, guys. Nailed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nailed it.
Totally.
I looked. What? No high fives? Nothing? Okay.
No, all right. I pumped a fist in the air.
Yes! I literally saw someone do that.
Yeah.
They came out and go, well, go home. You know, I got. And the thing was that you do that as like a joke.
Yeah, yeah, totally, around. Totally.
First of all, I looked around, because I knew everyone that was in that waiting room except for this guy.
Yeah.
And we kind of laughed and it just went, no. Seriously, and started, yeah. And then he left. And so I literally turned to all my friends are in the room going, does anyone know him? And it's like, nope, never seen him in my life. I'm like, first timer. Awesome.
Wow.
Great to have the confidence. Don't get me wrong. Oh, yeah, he nailed it. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen kids do that. Fuck you guys.
Doing the times tables, just slamming down the pencil.
Totally.
Nailed it. Birds out.
Anyway, I call my agent. Right. I'm like, I nailed that. And an hour later, I get the call. Like, you got the part. I'm like, nice. Great. And I tell my friends, like, I did the story. I found the part online. I got the part. And then a day later, I get the script and the scene's not there anymore. Oh. So it's literally all given to the father-in-law who's like berating me. And I'm such a like a shill. I don't know, like a ham for this. I try to stick in lines. I'm literally Ricky Gervais for this. So I have no line in there. And the father of the bride's like, how could you do this? You know, if you're not good enough for my darn, blah 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 blah. I'm gonna make sure you never do that again, right? And I stick in a yes, sir. And I got yes, sir. Made it.
Very nice.
Right?
Well done. No longer
SOTs. That's right. Well, the contract was already written. So
well done. Yeah. Look at that. That's scale. Heard that scale.
See, yeah, I know.
Right
it.
There. I just did a volunteer piece today.
Yeah.
Or not today. Thursday. It was for P Flag.
Yeah.
A little voice work.
Yeah.
And it's really innovative. Mm. Like this. This thing that they were doing. It's a series of radio ads, and they have like these chunks of like interviews. Like people who've had a really hard time being like gay, lesbian, or transgender, or whatever. And so when my agent emailed me, she's like, you know, do you want to do this pro bono stuff? I was like, absolutely.
Yeah,
like, you
sure.
know, it's not like she's going, it's for the Hitler youth. Well, where's my coat?
Yeah,
you
totally.
Know, let's go do this. Say Kyle and nonsense.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. So I go in there and it's the most like somber thing I've ever done in my life. Cause like the script is literally, you're about to hear the true story of a woman who's committing suicide.
No, no.
Like it's that. And so this goes very far from the, for 100 years, Oreo cookies have been helping you celebrate your childhood. But here's where you buy your chicken. Like those are literally the last two I've done before this.
Yeah.
So I go into this and they're like, do it somber. And they're playing like this music in the background, which could only not be out of place in AMC's The Killing.
Right.
Like, it's just so, and I'm thinking of like just that rainy days in Seattle, and just like, oh, this is brutal. And then I do like a couple of takes because they've got like me saying, this is what you're about to listen to. Then they give you the thing you listen to.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's me saying, to hear the whole story, isn't it like this? And so I'm doing the recording. They're like, you're not really, I know what the problem is. You don't know what that thing is. So they play this woman talking about how she committed or was attempting to commit suicide in high school. So it is just like, I'm trying not to weep in a studio.
Right.
That's how I'm trying to hold this together.
That is method voice acting, right?
It was awful.
Did they think it would be better if you were sniffling, trying to restrain your tears when you were doing it?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. They said, you know, keep it somber. Like, well, that's not going to be fucking hard.
Yeah.
And so we finally got... Shut up!
Did you hear that story?
Right. Why did they put those noises in there?
No.
But the cool thing about this is that those clips they put in, I'm telling the folks, like, you know, to hear the entire story, Shazam this, and then it takes you to the audio clip where you can see more of this and that sort of thing. So it was very fun. And I was like, oh, this is like gut wrenching, but like they were really happy with it. And so I'm so glad I did it. And I just got the calls, like, you know, my agent says, yeah, you know how they had you say the word suicide? I went, yeah. I go, yeah, they're taking that out. They need you to re-record. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, really? No balls on suicide? Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what cuddly phrasing that they're going to have around
there. Self-inflicted termination.
Right. I was going to say, how do you say Shazam in kind of a somber way?
How does the script go?
I'm your go-to guy for somber.
Yes. Maybe they didn't like my read. It was like, to listen to this conversation for to make sure you Shazam the end.
It's all about branding.
Yes. Hilarious. Shazam. That's how I would say it. Have you ever done any sort of the pro bono charity work out there?
Yeah. I did a spot for the Jewish Film Festival.
Right.
And
as a strong Catholic, yes, that's a good choice.
Yeah, totally. Very nice. Sense, right?
Way to infiltrate that organization. Very good.
Yeah. And way to bring us back to religion, because that's where we left us before the break. Yeah.
Unpause. There we go.
Smart, right? Yeah. It's a good spot.
Yes. James, you're very clever.
Yeah, I'm the best, right? Guys, nice. I'm keeping it on topic here, all right? Welcome to James Gangle and Comedy Above the Bub. Is that a bumper? Did we just do a bumper?
Yeah, you sure did. That's right.
Okay, great.
Except I think you said bub, like a booby.
Hey, up the bub. Right? Okay. So Moses, I'm a dickhead with his girlfriend, and I drop my Coke.
Sure.
And then Moses is a janitor who shows up and parts the pop puddle so that she can walk through.
This can't be a thing.
It's a thing. And then when
And
then when I put my foot there, he closes it, and Moses says, "Sucker." And then the tagline is the Chosen Film Festival.
Of course.
Which is a great fucking tagline. Of course. I really love that tagline.
Right.
I did one too for Canadian Tires. I don't know, Jumpstart for Kids, something about hockey and kids not being able to play hockey because they don't have enough arms or something.
Sure.
No. They don't have enough money or something.
But, arms for Kids program.
Yeah.
Play right? safe so I can play right. safe.
Right. Just stapling sticks onto kids' bodies.
Right.
Those staples are expensive.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Who put you in the belly box for 2 minutes? I'm telling you, it was a one-armed man.
Yeah.
Whatever, Kindle. There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah. A few of those things.
Yeah. And you got to pay it forward a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought, first of all, it's something obviously that, you know, it would just gut-wrenching enough that I was like, okay, let's get into that. But, like, I thought it was really innovative. That they're making people use Shazam to listen to it and drive traffic that way.
I don't even know what Shazam is. That really sounds like magic.
Well, let me do some edumacating.
Yeah.
So let's say you're in a bar somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and outside of Lent, that will return, I'm
great,
sure.
Great.
You know, it's patio season, right?
Yeah.
So anyway.
You're down. You're enjoying the nice outside. They got the music blaring. You go, I fancy that song. I wonder what it is.
Oh, yeah, no, okay,
in the old days, you used to just scratch your head and ask people.
What is it? That's that application that listens to it and says,
tells you what it is.
Mm-hmm. So now you can Shazam the commercial and it'll tell you.
Yeah, it'll take you right there. Uh-huh.
I was
going through my Shazam tags and the other day, and wow, do I do a lot of that drunk. Because... Holy cow. There's like, well, right. I like Rihanna now, apparently. Yeah. This is what I like.
People are singing happy birthday to you. What the fuck is that? What is that? What's the name of that?
Now, I will say this. There was a period there where the late night tagging on Shazam tended towards hip hop, and I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But then literally Rihanna pops up one day. Don't care for that too much.
It's in your subconscious.
There it is. Well, we found love.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. As heard in gyms. So let's get back to your show.
Great.
Actually, you know what? We don't have time. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks,
we're out of here.
Awesome.
So we covered the sex, I think, in the first part.
Yeah.
Thank God. Ian wasn't here. Made it not awkward.
I think we did. Okay, sure.
Well, we talked about the fact that you weren't into a furry.
No, not into furry. Yeah, right. I mean, whatever, man. Yeah, we totally covered sex.
What's your take on the sex part in the show? How are you driving people to this point?
Is
there graphs?
There are graphs.
They're nice.
Venn diagram.
No. Yep.
And I'll see again. This is the part of the interview where I'm like, I don't know how to be. I'm just going to say it honestly.
I talk about
like what sex meant to me being super repressed, man.
Right.
Yeah. Like it's hard to grow up militantly Catholic and be. I think this is where we left off. I was sort of like, I've always been this personality, outgoing, gregarious. I'd love to fucking dance and get hammered and have fetishes and stuff, but have no outlet to inject that into. So.
Preaching to the choir here.
There you go.
You try and do the same thing with God Boy and the wife running the house. That's not happening.
Yeah, totally.
That was effectively Catholic.
Basically.
My God.
Yeah.
I should have bought one of those shirts.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Yeah, 100% Catholic.
That would have fired my mom.
She would have been pissed.
Oh, boy.
What is it? There's lots of surprising faces that think Catholicism is like the whore of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. Basically, my first commercial I ever shot, my first professional sort of acting gig on film was for Coors Light, and I was buddy number one, and the girl I met was bunny number three, Snow Bunny number three, and she was like this seriously a smart, insightful underwear model, photographer, musician with a master's degree in sociology.
She has a lot of interests.
Yeah,
talk about running the gamut.
I lost my marbles. Yeah, I was like, oh fuck,
instantly in love.
Yeah, basically, she was my muse. You
was
know?
That a come too early reference, or you literally just went crazy?
I went crazy.
Okay, I just didn't know how far the euphemism train was driving here.
No,
okay, that's
my crazy part. Lost my marbles. Yeah, no, I didn't jizz my pants.
Okay, just making sure.
No, but that is covered in the show. Listener. That's covered in the show. It's covered all over the show. Sperm. Okay.
Is there a splash zone in the first three rows that we need to know about?
Yeah.
Bring your own raincoats, everybody.
Yes. Definitely.
Picture Gallagher, but with dicks.
Yeah. For sure.
No.
Don't ask me to do
no.
that.
No.
You sit there and you picture it. Picture it.
No.
Picture it.
I shouldn't be able to smell this.
Right.
Sex.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
So you met this girl, and you're talking about this on stage, the fact that you met this girl.
Yeah. Basically,
punching all your buttons.
Yep.
Anyway, not a euphemism. That's right.
Yeah. No. Is it a euphemism? I don't know.
Well, it's a euphemism, but not a dirty one.
You can't just create euphemisms, Todd.
Right.
Yeah. Those big words. You said you were going to use big words.
I told you.
Yeah.
That's tense smart. Words, the language.
Real smart.
Yeah. Smart. Smart book learned, like.
But the okay. So what happened was, I lost my marbles. And had the presence of mind, I don't know, to write over 6 months every thought of me losing my marbles. Like, every crazy thought, every fucking thing I ever thought. I worked a full-time job at the time and would stop every 45 minutes or so to write in my journal entries.
Oh.
And so I ended up with this tome of fucking shit.
Was it a moleskin?
Yep. No, it wasn't. It was actually just a file computer. Right. I just did it all on the computer. And so I have this like play by play, like 6 months, minute by minute of me losing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 years later, I converted that into the show. I mean, the neat thing is I have this, and it's very much me losing my mind, and it's a blueprint to how I actually think, and I returned to it in, 2008 and wrote, gloss on the notes, comments on how I think differently and how I think now, and then same in 2009 and same in 2011. So it's like James Gangle at four times in his life.
Right.
And what I've learned and how I think.
It's a Michelle Tremblay play.
Is it?
Albertina five times. Oh. It's one of my favorites.
Great. Well, yeah. You're going to love this.
Yeah.
Way more sperm in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
What? That came out wrong. Yeah. That came out wrong. I assumed you meant sperm.
Turned to animal.
I was hoping sperm whales. I thought, one of my favorite whales back in the day.
Yeah, good whale.
You got to say sperm when you're a kid and not really know what it was.
Totally.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you find out what sperm is, and then you see sperm whale again because you've forgotten about it. You go, well, why wasn't I informed of this thing?
Yeah,
why
wasn't
that connection?
That would have been way more fun.
So when you say lost your marbles, you're just saying like things that made you pause for thought, or just things that really truly drove you over the edge, like crazy, like why is this like this? And
yeah,
okay,
yeah. Well, okay. So for me, there's a lot that goes into that answer. I mean, so for me, I was really like on the precipice of this great chasm in my life. It was like, hey, man. If I start fucking this girl, then I'm turning my back on God forever. There is no middle ground. It's just black and white.
No.
What's God done for you lately, really?
Jesus.
Hey, man. That's
not. Did you ever have aspirations of turning pro at being Catholic?
Becoming a priest?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I looked for a vocation to the priesthood.
Okay, sure. Who in this room thought Darcy was asking him if he ever thought he'd be a man whore? who in this room? Raise hands. Raise hands. When you turn pro. When you turn pro?
Do they scout them out of seminary school?
Check out the arm on Father William over there.
They do scout priests, though. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, because seriously, like there's a big, not, I don't know if it's a controversy. It's been done this way.
He's losing them during the Benedict. Okay, bring in the southpaw. Bring in the southpaw right here.
But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. It's I don't know. Almost the army does it the same way, right? The poor kids get tapped to fight, right? The poor kids get tapped to be priests.
Okay, but here's the thing. Okay. Yeah, and you were all worried about banging this chick, and then you turn your back on God. You're not turning your back. Let me teach you a little something about your religion. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. You go in, you knock boots, you go in the next Saturday or Sunday, whenever he's holding court, you sit in the little box and go, "Forgive me, Father, I have sinned." I said, "What did you do?" And you just point out the door, her. And he'll look out and go,
"Nice.
Don't blame you."
Nice word.
Nice. Fives through the little confessional.
Yeah.
You get five Hail Marys and a don't masturbate again. And then, bam, you're good.
Yeah, for sure.
Look at that.
We talked about like the extent to my Catholicity. I think that might be a word.
Catholicism?
Yeah, sure.
Can we say that?
Catholicity, I think, is actually
a word. I like yours better.
I like yours better.
It sounds more scientific.
Yeah.
Like you measure with a voltmeter or something.
Right. Yeah.
Your religion measure. 100% it reads here, Mr. Yeah, T-shirt wearing guy.
Exactly. A little. Someone give me a boost.
Yeah, that's when you eat the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Power up.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
You see?
Look what you missed. In the first half.
When you show up late.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
what the hell was I talking about?
Going crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Right in your moleskin.
Yeah. Right, okay. So going crazy, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of truth to that, too. So, I've gone through periods of depression.
Sure.
And at that point...
We all do.
Yeah.
I'm depressed now.
Oh, yeah. I hate this. This is the worst. Inside. Everything is gray.
So my work here is done, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Are you kidding me? This wasn't you. I'm still mopey over the suicide recording.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so can I talk about my feelings now, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, right. I'm just kidding.
Do we need to... Let's hold hands together. Oh, get your hands off my thigh, Ian. Okay, that's fine.
Hail Mary, full of grace. So at the clinically depressed, right?
Sure.
And the first time, I have patterns of this, but the first time I had my first serious bout was, after this chick, and at that point I didn't know I was depressed. I just thought I was going mental.
Mm-hmm.
And in hindsight, the nice thing about having that tome is to go back to it and say, right. And so, for example, my
this
last
is documented.
Book, yeah.
Don't let that book go anywhere.
Yeah, that's totally. That's moleskin to keep beautiful. Hold. Beautiful.
I don't know why I'm banging on the moleskins. I got one. I actually got one. Yeah. It's a gift.
Of course you do.
It was a gift. And it was like, I understand why people use them. They're very handy and they're kind of, they soak up the ink nicely.
Yeah.
Let's be fair. But there are some people who are really into them.
No, I'm not really into them.
Okay.
I'm not.
Because there was you get these very arty people and they're like, you're in an audition or a set. You go, oh my God. It's like, oh, I'd be lost without my moleskin. It's like, oh, I've chopped down everything in my day. And I go, yeah, I got mine too. And I open mine up and I tear pages out of the back.
Yeah, I like tearing things out. That's
it's
the problem.
I'll do my set list in the back and I'll rip that out. And as soon as I open it, she saw the ripped edges of there was this piercing scream. I showed her a picture of me strangling Jimmy the cat. How can you do that? So I need to know what jokes I'm doing.
I grew up too, like using word processors, so I don't flow as well on the pad. I'd rather be on a keyboard and typing. I don't like writing freehand.
I do the loose ideas on the written, and then I will bring it home and go, okay, now let's punctuate.
Sure. Yeah.
So you've cataloged all these things.
The last bout of depression I went through was I know exactly what's going on, and I do not want to be depressed. Mm-hmm. Time to do all the things that to not be that you need to do. Go to bed on time and stop drinking and run around and do healthy things. Yes.
Bouncy castles, that sort of thing.
Bouncy castles that make you happy. Right. Yeah. Right. So in that sense, it's been super. The whole thing has been fucking positive. It's been great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly thought I heard the cat there, but I guess that was just
no,
you.
No, that was just me. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the hang-ups on sex. We have the hang-ups on religion.
Mm.
What are the other hang-ups? What else is
You can't spoil the whole dogging. Show.
Yeah, well,
I'm not saying all of them, just 98.3%.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the show's about the specifics. Here's about the generalities, I guess, right?
Yeah.
The whole show is actually about the other hang-ups, right? Because I don't feel like, I don't know how this your show here works, guys. If we were recording the thing when we took off, as if I take off these What are they, earphones?
Is earphones.
That earphones. If I take them off my head.
In the business, we call it cans.
Yeah, that's cans. Right. If I take these go. Hand, these head warmers off,
right.
whatever. That's right. If this thing stops recording. But we were talking about the fact that, what was I fucking saying? Where are we going? Where am I going?
Hang-ups.
Here? Hang-ups.
Hang-ups, yeah. Yeah. That this, like, I didn't think that, like, it's not really, I didn't consider, like, I'm not pissed at Catholicism in particular. It was like the brand my family worked on and with my own set of psychological foibles made this fucking thing, right?
Sure.
So the show is more about the other hangups, which is like, oh, you know what? It's really hard to be intimate and close and connected with people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use any fucking excuse for that.
Right.
Like a fear of sex or a militantly Catholic outlook gives you plenty of excuses not to really connect with people.
Disease-a-phobia. I don't think that's a phobia, but like, no, you know, something like that, you know?
Absolutely. So it's like, what it's really about is like, oh man, if you want real relationships with people, if you're really going to connect, it's about being vulnerable and saying, you know, whether I get hurt by this or not, I'm going to throw it right at you, and you may do with it what you will, because that's what's important in order to make a real connection, you know?
What would you say your weirdest, like, weirdest to you, or, like, where you just recognize and go, oh, that's fucking weird, but that's me. What's your weirdest, like, phobia, hang-up, that sort of thing? I'll tell you mine.
Oh, okay,
I'll tell you mine. We'll grease the wheels this way. When I see people with, like, their feet out on ottomans, right? Like, you put your hand and foot, your feet are on a footstool and things like that. When I see someone walking around, that drives me crazy.
Mm.
Because the thing I'm always worried about, and I just play it in my mind, it just drives me absolutely batty, is like that person who's walking around trips and lands on the knees and they break the other way. And then that's just, that's my foot thing.
It's snapping the legs in half.
Oh, no.
You think they look too vulnerable there.
I very much do. And I'm just like, well, there you go. There's your kneecaps done. Like, that like, just even thinking of it now just makes it, I'm twisting my chair. I can't do it.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
That's my thing.
Yeah, that is your thing.
Now, that certainly I could not fill a 90-minute show with, but I need to pad out some other ones that I find odd.
Yeah.
Maybe the sex hang-up. Maybe, no, that's right.
I guess a thing that drives me mental about myself still is, like, I have trouble not flirting with people, even if I'm completely uninterested.
You've been hitting on me this entire time, and I love it.
You do look good at that. Yeah, it's awesome. Distinguished goatee. It's cute. Yeah. You just winked at me.
I did.
I do love the wink,
doing
too.
The rebound,
sir. I'm sorry, we're calling that distinguished now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's good as distinguished. It used to be called
old.
Yeah, right.
It used to be the term for it.
Yeah. Well, when it's mostly salt, it becomes distinguished.
It's just salt.
Yeah.
Nothing but salt.
Nice.
That, by the way, was my favorite intro ever on Saturday Night Live for the musical guest. It was Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
And he goes, ladies and gentlemen, salt and pepper. he announced it like he was a listener.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, he sold it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he is.
Well, he's an actor.
Yeah.
Right. What about you guys? What hang-ups? You got any?
Me? I'm afraid of mentally challenged people.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you face that every time you come on this show.
Yes,
well,
it's
a version therapy.
Well, not everyone. Right? Like, you're not always here.
Yeah. That's a challenge of your own.
Now, what is it? Why is that?
They're just too happy.
You don't like joy in your life?
I don't know. It's just a thing. Like, I have a lot of social phobias. Anyway, but that's one. Like,
well, I know crowds is one of yours.
Yeah. So
anything.
So now picture me on the subway, and it's like a day trip for like a school for mentally handicapped kids or adults, even. Like, they're all on a day trip to go into the museum or whatever, to the zoo, and they all just come and sit all around me and want to, you know,
talk.
What's your name? You know, like that's, I leave. I see them coming on, I get
Todd,
off and wait for the next train.
For his birthday.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a number we're going to be calling.
Yeah.
And hiring
a
bus.
I'll get the train, you call the school.
Okay. Darcy, get on the bus. We're going to the casino. Oh, we got one stop to make.
Hey,
and we stop by this school. It's got a lot of flowers painted on the outside, and in they come.
It'll be the best day.
Oh, man.
Yay!
See, actually, that is charity work I would love to do, except I would not drag Darcy to do it.
You've got enough charity work. You used to run a weekly open mic.
That is true. Yeah. I've paid my taxes in that department. What's yours, Ian?
I don't know if I have one.
Oh, do you want us to list them?
I don't like babies. Is that a thing?
They don't like you. Don't worry about
it. Babes are like the mentally challenged too. They can, you know, barely string a couple sentences together.
Oh,
like,
boy, this is
they're drooling on themselves.
No, wow. Hang on. You know what? Then you deserve everything you get. Let me say, with terms like that.
I'm not saying I'm right.
Jesus.
I know I have problems.
Oh, boy, do you? All right. You still haven't got one.
But go ahead and list mine. I'm curious. You were
what?
All, you said you like want us to list yours? Let's hear it. What do you got?
Well, big talk. Do we do alphabetically or...
You're stalling.
No. I can tell you what... one of your things is, if I may say, is public speaking.
Okay.
You're obviously, well, you got out of the stand-up game because that's not your acumen.
Fair enough.
I would say,
it's not that I'm afraid of stand-up, it's that I am the death of charisma.
Yep, there it is. That's one of the things.
Well, you were telling me you love eating shit.
Yes.
So that's sort of like a pro
thing.
Well,
that's really more back to my stand-up days. That's each and every set felt like that.
I'm gonna eat these 5 Twinkies.
Yeah.
So I'm eating shit.
Right.
And then I'm going to go on stage and eat some shit. There you go. That's how that works. I would say your dietary choices are probably suspect in that you sort of binge a little bit and then you purge on eating nothing but broccoli. I love how this has suddenly turned into like a fucking Dr. Phil on Ian episode.
You obsessively pick your scabs.
Yep.
That's pretty gross.
That is awesomely gross. Yes, it is. It's
I'm collecting them. They go in a scrapbook.
Don't put it beside your cornflakes.
I'm going to turn into my own one-person show.
Don't put it beside your cornflakes, as per the old joke. Mm. Okay,
I'm good now.
We're done.
Yep.
We're done. We're done that. Let's close on this.
Yeah.
Close on this.
Let's do it.
This is something.
Uh-huh. I can still have ANC Games written in your notebook.
Said it on Facebook that you work at ANC Games.
No. Yeah. Sorry, I laughed loud. No. I met those guys. I live like a like,
what's an ANC Games? Because they haven't got it like a Facebook
game store.
Page.
Oh, is that what it is? Video game. It's a really cool retro video game store that sells like old Nintendo games and stuff. Yeah. Old everything. Yeah,
it's
Atari.
It's like Station.
In television.
Ooh, goody.
Yeah.
Okay, that's happening. Okay.
And I live like a couple doors down, and there's a guy named, is it Goy? Whatever. No, that's
is that Luba Goy you're thinking of?
No, Luba
Goy. She used to be in the Air Force.
No, I know her.
She's a big player of Mario 3.
Yeah.
And she...
Get 5 pints under her, she'll play Mario 3, and by that I mean 3 guys named Mario. She is chasing tail at the awards.
Yeah, fun times. Anyway,
were you Gar
over at ANC Games.
Not Luba Goy.
No, not Luba Goy. Luba Goy, though, at the old spot on the Danforth.
Yes.
She gave me some of her oysters. Is there oysters? No, mussels.
I hope that is not a euphemism.
no, it's not. Okay, I just ate some oysters. Anyway.
Very nice.
It tasted delicious.
I'm sure she's video game store.
Anyway, video game store. Yeah. So
Luba Goy is in the video store
Stop
playing Tetris.
Stop talking about Luba Goy.
I'm getting confused.
Luba Goy. it sounds good to say, though, right? But Luba Goy.
I know. That's awesome. And by the way, the only reason I do this is because I know it spins Ian up, and that's the funnest thing to do in the world. Yeah. So do continue. Yeah.
Luba Goy. Right. Bothers me. Luba Goy.
Was that a phobia? Blather pointlessly to the amusement of no one but himself.
Oh,
next time on the TVA podcast.
We're having a great conversation here. James, do continue.
Gar added me as an employee.
Nice.
Wow. Most anticlimactic ending ever.
Yeah. Well, not really. You're type 5. Notwithstanding, Ian, I thought golden. This is a question we like to ask.
Yeah,
and here we go. Your show aside, which we wish the best of luck on. How long is the run of this?
It's one night only.
That is it.
Yeah, Second City. Well, I only did 3 weeks, 21 shows at Theater Pass Mirai.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
Yes.
Right. I'm the best, guys.
Plus the Fringe run before that.
Yeah, and the Fringe run. So, like, literally, I've done over 30 shows in Toronto already. So,
are you are you putting the putting this to rest after that? Are you going to tour this again?
I'm touring it. Yeah. Awesome. It's taking it out to Victoria and likely San Francisco in September.
Oh, great!
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I'm hoping it works out.
I've heard nothing but good things about the Victoria Festival.
Yeah, Victoria, I'm in. It's good. Yeah. It's settled. Vancouver, I'm on the waiting list. So fingers crossed. And I'm working with a theater in San Francisco called The Marsh that does exclusively one person shows.
I know of The Marsh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm hoping that works out.
Do tell me that, like, every any one person show worth its salt, you don't even the lights come up, you don't even recognize the audience, and then you just turn to them and go, oh, I didn't see you there. Please tell me you do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Best opening ever.
I do.
He does it every
best,
10 minutes.
Best opening ever. Oh, no, seriously, I didn't see you there. Did I mention I'm blind? I should be sex, religion, and other blind hangups.
Hello.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the segment you have introduced.
Yes.
I'm not watching.
Your show notwithstanding. Your show notwithstanding.
Yes.
These lovely things. Where are you finding your comedy these days? What do you enjoy watching? Is there a comic out there? A particular show? Another one-man show? Another festival show that people might not know of? I think actually that I'm not trying to steer you in this.
Yeah.
But like, there's always like when you go to like fringe shows and stuff like that, there's always like stuff that you never would have thought should be popular and isn't, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. My mentor in the one-man show thing is Chris Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
He's
directing it, isn't he?
Yeah, he directed it and dramaturged my show.
Yeah, Chris Gibbs is fantastic.
Yeah,
we worked with him in the conservatory, yeah.
Yeah, he's the best and just the nicest human being. I mean, I hate to... I'd love to do this. It's even outside of comedy, like, honestly... So I have this list of like VIPs I'm inviting to the show, and I was like, "Who are they? Where are they from?" Oh, an agent, yada yada yada. And beside Chris Gibbs's name, I just wrote "hero."
Awesome.
Seriously, I really love him. He's such a good human being.
That is so fun.
Yeah,
show up with like two orphans you saved from a fire.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally. Totally.
Give them back to the mom.
Yeah.
I'm taking them to see theater.
Yeah. No, nice. They're great, and I also have lots of friends that are doing like. So, I don't know if you guys are hip to this, but the Impatient Theater Company's been moving around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a group out of there that's fantastic, S&P Standards and Practices, mm-hmm. that are now doing all sorts of underground stuff at this place called Unit 102. So if you want to go to some underground improv shit, it's great. It's awesome. That place is such a dirty little frickin' hole in the middle of Parkdale. Mm-hmm. It feels really like... I don't know, man. There's some feeling of like, just this is like a hidden gem, you know. Seriously, I'm almost scared saying it because I like how dirty and shitty and like underground it is.
You
truly
don't
want to
be gentrified. I understand.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Totally. And I'm loving that stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, so we can come. We're just gonna leave the mops at home.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. But check that out. You'll love it. It's so fun.
I just love Darcy. Why? This place could use some drinks. You could really use some dressing.
Maybe
up.
Some candles.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, right.
Votives.
Let's get some air wicks in here.
Thank you, James.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I was going to say, I have a couple things to add to that segment.
Oh, do you?
Yes, because Community has returned to the airwaves.
I know. Anyone following your fucking Twitter feed knows it. That's right.
Yeah, because I posted it once. Calm down, Todd.
No.
I just watched it before I came here, the latest episode.
I can't watch it because we haven't seen season two.
Oh, yeah.
So we got.
I'll bring the DVD back.
Thank you.
For you. Anyway, there's that. Wyatt Cenac's latest album, Comedy Person, is phenomenal. If you haven't seen that, go check that out. And John Mulaney's new album/special, New in Town.
Yep.
Get on that.
Yep.
Excellent work all the way around. And also, come see Mike Kaplan at the Comedy Bar April 20th here in Toronto. Thanks.
Cool. And if you're not seeing Comedy Above the Pub,
right.
My show's March 25th, 10 p.m. Right. Sun City.
If you as a performer in Toronto would like to be on Comedy Above the Pub live, let us know. The phones are open. We should do it. We should open up to like the non-comedian fans.
Yeah, open it up to the amateurs and I can just yell at them for an hour.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, bad idea. Stop. Abort. Abort. Abort.
Abort. Abort. Hey,
we're stopping.
I'm Catholic.
Today's episode is called Ian's Arrogant Grievances.
That's the laugh. That's what we're going out on, folks. Thank you so much. James, people can follow you on...
sexhangup.com.
Yes. Awesome. So good to have you here, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of James, Darcy, Ian, and myself... and this very podcast, CATP Podcast. That's right, folks. Cat P, where do you find your comedy? Above the Pub.
Whoop, whoop.
Lately, I find I rush. Can't piece together the sun and the sky or the spots on my face. And I must be stuck, my feet already are. Just your